I'm Chance Dorland, and this is The Docket, our weekly interview program covering law and crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from ExpressNews.com. We have something a little different here to discuss on The Docket for today's episode. We recently learned the unfortunate news that Petty McClellan Wheezy has passed away. Her daughter was killed by Janine Jones, who has been dubbed the killer nurse and angel of death because she worked in the pediatric unit of Bexar County Hospital in the 1980s during a time when children were mysteriously dying. As always, I'm joined here on the program by courts and crime reporter from the Express News, Elizabeth Zavala. And Elizabeth, of course, it's great to have you here on the program. We have discussed Janine Jones in depth over several episodes in the past, but today's topic is quite a different take on this person who, as I've already noted, has been known as the Angel of Death.
Yes, Chance, this was really hard news to take. I'd like to talk about this remarkable woman with you that I was so privileged to get to know during the past 2 years. This is Petty McClellan Wheezy. She was the mother of Chelsea McClellan, who Jones was convicted of killing. And this is the only case that actually brought a conviction against Jones at the time. As you mentioned, during the 1980s here in San Antonio, there were several mysterious deaths of children in Bexar County Hospital in the pediatric unit at the time that Janine Jones was working. So, when she went to trial, she was convicted, and Jones went to prison in 1984. And she served more than 30 years before she was released because of a law designed to reduce crowding in prison. Now, she was sentenced to 99 years in the death of Chelsea McClellan, and also was sentenced to 60 years for the attempted killing of a San Antonio boy by the name of Rolando Santos. But those sentences were served at the same time. So, she was released before a lot of people thought that she was going to be released. And people all over the world who remember this case from the 1980s will recall Petty's image as this heartbroken young mother filled the pages of newspapers and television sets in the 1980s after the killing of her daughter. So nearly 40 years later, Chance, Petty willingly lived through those emotions that she went through in the 1980s to support the mothers and relatives of the five San Antonio children who were killed in a similar way, and that Janine Jones has now been accused in their deaths as well.
So, Elizabeth, I know that you've had somewhat of a relationship with this woman, and I'd love to hear more about that, but let's get to some more basic information. When and how did this happen? Because we've been discussing Janine Jones' court appearances and what she's been up to. I'm wondering what Petty was up to during this time as well.
You know, Chance, when all of this started back in, I believe, 2017, when District Attorney Nicholas LaHood was the DA, he had a prosecutor by the name of Jason Goss, who really was instrumental in getting Petty and getting to know her and getting her involved with the mothers and other relatives in these new San Antonio cases. And in the course of my reporting on these new cases, I had the chance to meet Petty. And She was a very remarkable woman. With everything that she went through, every time I would have to call her and ask her some questions about either Chelsea's case or just to get some sort of idea as to how, you know, as we have these cases here in Bexar County now, the new ones, you know, she'd already been through all of that in the 1980s as a young mother, you know, going to trial and seeing the investigation through. And so, you know, not only myself as a reporter, but, you know, the DA's office and even these mothers have relied on her expertise, if you will, that she has gone through this before. And something that Jason Goss told me is that, you know, these women are members of a club that nobody should ever have to join. And those are his words. And what he means by that, because we've discussed this before, is that, you know, how do you explain to someone how to react when your child has been killed? So she really served a very crucial role among these women here in Bexar County and in San Antonio who are going through this as like it almost just happened. So she was, you know, very instrumental in that. And when we would talk, I mean, she was such a vibrant person. It was really easy to have conversations with her. I can't tell you that we had a conversation that lasted any less than 2 hours.
Elizabeth, I can only imagine what this woman had to go through with everything that you've just described. She passed away at 64. So was this a medical condition? I'm wondering what led to her death specifically.
You know, Chance, that still is unclear to me. Petty spent most of her life in Texas, and she died on June 11th in Gonzales, Louisiana. And last we spoke, she had told me that she had recently relocated to Prairie View, Louisiana, last year from Cyprus, which is near Houston here in Texas. And she had gone to live with her sister, and I know that she had been dealing with a really bad form of rheumatoid arthritis. And she was going through some treatment for that because we had talked a lot about it, and a lot of it, you know, when we talked, you know, months ago when it was around winter time, the first time she had told me about that, you know, it was flaring up pretty badly because the weather was cold. But as far as what happened initially that she passed, we're really unclear on that right now.
So Elizabeth, as you've already mentioned, it sounds like Petty was really a glue for these women who you also mentioned, you know, a group that no one would ever want to be a part of, yet they were a part of this group. Have you or anyone else been able to speak to the other surviving mothers, the other surviving parents of if you will, these Janine Jones children?
Yes, I have. Through the past several months when there have been court appearances, Petty would go to these appearances with the other mothers and with one of the siblings of one of the alleged victims. And it was really something to see in court because early on, Petty had told me that when she first met the mothers that she was a little wary because, you know, as far as she was concerned, she got justice years ago for Chelsea's death. But it had always been in her mind, you know, what about the San Antonio moms? What about the San Antonio babies? Because back then, one of the things that people had suspected with the number of deaths that were going on in the pediatric intensive care unit, that there were a lot of victims. But as the years have gone by and as, you know, records have been moved or other things, it was, you know, nothing had happened in several years until 2017 when these new indictments came out. So when they started meeting at the courthouse, they were, it was something that Petty had said. She had no idea how they would receive her. And, but the exact opposite of what she feared happened. They really rallied around her as kind of a source of knowledge, as almost like a mentor, and basically somebody that they could really hold on to. So these ladies had just they all had a good relationship with each other, and they, you know, would feel as a unit and as a force together when they were appearing at these hearings.
And then pivoting a bit now, Elizabeth, I feel bad doing this, but an obvious part of this story would be what Jeanine Jones is up to now and the legal process, as you've already pointed out, to try to keep her in jail due to what had been an early release, much earlier than expected. What's the latest with the case of Jeanine Jones?
Well, the last time we talked, you know, she was in court trying to get her Bible back that prosecutors argued to the judge that they felt that the writings that were inside a Bible, an address book, and other personal papers were evidence and possibly a connection to something that she was admitting to, maybe like a confession. But in any way, it was considered to be evidence. And at that time, Judge Carruthers, who was hearing that particular case, said that there would be a competency trial that would be conducted. And we have learned through court records that that is going to be happening in September. So what's going to happen there, as we discussed, was going to be a trial by a jury to see whether or not she is competent to stand trial, because she has been evaluated. And even though she has been found competent by at least three doctors, her attorney still feels like she is not able to help him with strategizing on the cases. So he has asked the judge to seat a jury for that. So we'll see that happen. And one of the things that we're going to also see with this, according to one of the relatives of the alleged victims in these new indictments, has said that because of the passing of Petty McClellan, Melissa Luna, who is the sister of one of the new alleged victims, basically has said that, you know, to honor Petty, they are going to continue to, you know, remain a force in, you know, every hearing or status conference that is going to occur for Jeanine Jones. So I think what we're going to be seeing, Chance, is we're going to be seeing a ramping up of the case, in the sense that Joe Gonzalez, as the newly elected district attorney, now 6 months in office, has a large prosecution team that is looking at this case anew. And we are hearing that it's very, very possible that at the end of the year or the beginning of 2020, that we will see Jeanine Jones being tried in one of these cases for the San Antonio children that died in the 1980s.
Well, Elizabeth, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's episode, it's a rather different story than we normally tell here on the docket, and I'm glad that you've been able to tell it. And I want to give you final thoughts. I'm sure there are a lot of other things that you could add today, and I just want to give you a chance to do that before we say goodbye.
Yeah, you know, Chance, I know this is a little bit different than we usually do, but, you know, when you think about people who go through the criminal justice system, in this particular case, as a victim, a survivor, a mother of a child who was killed, that in and of itself is just something that I can't even imagine. And it is, as we said earlier, and as Jason Goss has said, it's like an exclusive club that nobody should ever be a part of. But, you know, Petty McClellan Wheezy took all of that tragedy, and as Melissa Luna, one of the siblings of one of the children, said, she became something positive out of something negative. And when I think of those words and I think of the conversations that I had with her and just Petty's amazing ability to just move forward and be positive, even in the face of something as horrible as the death of her child, you know, she was able to just really almost give that air of herself off to these other people. And it was quite the sight to see, you know, to see that she was able to take that horrible thing that happened and devote her life not only as a child advocate, but also as a nurse, because she also was a retired nurse. And one of the things that was told to me by retired Texas Ranger Joe Davis, who investigated Chelsea's death, was that when he watched Petty as a young mother in court mourning her child, looking for justice, he said at that moment she wanted to become a nurse, to give back and to help other people. And, you know, she didn't only do that. She devoted a lot of years just talking to the parole board and writing letters and making sure, she said, that Jones never got out of prison. Well, of course, that ended in her getting released because of a law that passed. But there are so many things that these other mothers and relatives will say, that they took lessons from Petty, and it's helped them to be able to get through what they're about to start going through as these indictments move through the court. So, you know, she really made a difference in the lives of those people, and, you know, and really in the lives of a lot of people, just who were touched by knowing her and by reading all of the press as we got to know her from the 80s until now. So I would like to think, as many others have told me, that it's a tragic thing that Petty has left us, but everybody that I talk to would like to think that she's back with Chelsea. So, you know, we can all hope that's exactly what it is, that mother and daughter are now reunited.
And thank you to San Antonio Express News courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala for joining me for today's episode of The Docket, our weekly interview program covering law and crime in San Antonio from expressnews.com. For the San Antonio Express News, I'm Chance Dorland.